try to respond to Yaakov and to, of course, the Levin, the whole concept of coming together with Hashem, each and every one of you. I don't want to take time from the learning. And what I'm going to say now is just by way of opening the Masechta. There's no question in my mind that Masechta Shabbos is here with us. We know from the Tzaddikim, that there's a Metzias of something called Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos is here with us now tonight. So the Masechta begins in a very strange way. And I'll tell you a remarkable joke that is found in the Agudah Pirkei from the Bnei Soska, in the name of a Badchen, who we don't know. The Bnei Soska says that simply Meister Rav, I heard a story, the Rav HaKadosh, or Fursum, the Rebbe, the Bichil Mechel, Zlotshevim, Shesholo Yish Echad Badchen, the Derech Medichus of Rav Shabbos Lufnei Zerv, Bachtel Vakeh, died. There was a Badchen, there was a comedian, a Badchen, that was by the Rebbe of Mechel Zlotshevim. And he asked the tzaddik, he was making a joke, and he asked a riddle, a question. Is the a poor man has to work so hard, and he suffers so much until he's able to get ready for Shabbos and have everything ready. The Balabayas is so wealthy fellow, the Balabas doesn't have any such problems. And then when it comes to Shabbos, and the poor man, like other Jews traditionally, would begin to learn the Mishnayos of Shabbos, he would begin Masechta Shabbos. Take a maskil honichai. The Masechta begins right away with, as you all know, your sister Shabbos named Shemar. It begins with a poor guy standing outside, and the balabos is in the house, and the whole issue of Hetzah, of Akira lifting something up from the Shisra Rabin and placing it in the Shisra Rabin. And the beginning of the Masechta is that the poor man is chayav. So the Badchen asked Nachas Lotshiva, Rabbi, how is this right? This guy has a house, he's a balabos, he's got everything he needs. The Masechta begins with this poor guy, finally makes it to Shabbos. He works so hard, he has probably nothing to eat for Shabbos. And the first thing he has to see when he opens up the Masechta Shabbos is that the Oni is chayav. That's what he asked Nachas Lotshiva. I mean, this also brings down here that he heard that Nachas Lotshiva did not live at all. He did not only did not live, it says that he didn't answer the question right away. He was very taken by it. And he was thinking about it. He says, Taka, why is this love? This chayvus on the Masechta Shabbos should begin with a poor guy being chay on the malachim. And he said, I'll answer you on Shabbos. At the end, I'll tell you the answer. He said, I'll tell you after Shabbos. And he said that he had a certain answer that was when a Shemayim became to Mishnah. So before we could address that riddle, that question, of why does the Masechta begin in such a way? The more important question is, why does the Masechta Bechlal begin with the Malach of Beitzah? Of Karen, which is Rabbi Shisayachim. Tosfos, and there was a Ruah, and many other Rishonim talk about this. There was a Ruah's Lashon is, Malacha she'ein chashuvah. Malacha Beitzah is ein chashuvah. It's not chashuvah. The man Malacha was the she'itzim Roshos. What Malacha, what change took place in the world? When the guy takes something, and he picks it up from one Roshos, and he puts it into another Roshos. He says, Yeh, Roshos, Arad. Mi karachetis, so hashtemai mechetis. It was the same object before he picked it up and placed it in the Shizayat. It's the same object afterwards. Nothing happened, nothing changed. Tosfos calls Malacha Beitzah a Malacha Grua. Malacha Grua. It's translated Grua. It's not a Chashuv of Malacha, it's a Malacha Grua. And the Ramban writes that it's clearly different from all the other Malachas. Ramban says, think about it. A person is able, in his house, he's able to carry heavy boxes. In their eyes, right? He's able to carry heavy boxes. He can carry a piano, whatever it is. He can carry on a massive cover. The Ramban says a heavy thing. The whole day long in his house. But he's waiting. If a Gregor is, If he takes a little thing, he grudges, he carries it, and he has this nakir, there's an ocher from the Sosiyot, which is a rabbin, or vice versa, and he's chayvim the rice, he's chayvim the rochim the rice. And it's only by Shabbos. Not by Yom Tov, it's Tzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shabbos. Tzias HaShabbos. When we look in the Maral, the Ksov of the Maral, we have Kedusha from Maral and Shabbos Kedusha. When we look in the Ksov of the Maral, if the Masechta begins with this Melacha of Haitzah, and also with this strange story of a poor person and a rich person, if the Masechta begins in such a way, it must be that somehow this Melacha embodies within it all Lamatas Melachas of Shabbos. Not just Lamatas Melachas, the whole Shabbos is embodied in the Melacha of Haitzah. Because as the Rezul and Taisus are telling us, as far as Melach is concerned, all the other Melachas are much more harsh, where things are actually changing in form and so on. So Maral says the following words: "Aide iser haitzar, yes shvisa b'shabas legam." That because of this iser of haitzar, there is complete shvisa on Shabbos. The shvisa, that shvisa, that rest, or shvisa, that pause, that stopping of malachim, is a shvisa legam. What does the Maral mean by that? He says that's why Haitzah is the beginning of the Masechta, because only with this iser Haitzah is the shvisa legam. So there's a famous conversation. Again, I'm going to do this very quickly. There's a famous conversation. The Chazal tells us in the Medrash between Tosfos Shabbos HaRosh and Rabbi Akiva. But the Rosh says, "Ask Rabbi Akiva to rechaz b'shvorog mechabes haShabbos. If Hashem keeps Shabbos, Hashem is mechabes Shabbos. Al yoshev aruchos, Hashem shouldn't cause the wind to blow on Shabbos. Al yerid b'kshon, Hashem shouldn't make it rain on Shabbos. Al yasmiach b'ayisir, He shouldn't cause any grass to grow on Shabbos." Amalei, so Rabbi Akiva says to Tosfos Shabbos, "Am shulcha marshu, listen carefully to this." Rabbi Akiva is saying, "It's the whole Shabbos." "I'm so a marshal." "I'll tell you a marshal," he says to the Rosh. "Shnayim shohiyu," he says, "Shnayim shohiyu lorem b'chatzar ha'achas." So two people are living in one chatzar. "Im ein zenoysin erev, shemum mutarim l'kalt b'chatzar." If they're not going to join forces with an erev, are you allowed to carry? You're not allowed to carry the chatzar unless they're both mishtat, if they have an erev. "Avel im echad dar b'chatzar." But if a person has a private home, and he's the only one who lives in the chatzer, echad al b'chatzer, hayomuta b'chol chatzeru, and he can carry anywhere he wants in the chatzer. Afkan, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu, fi she'ein rishus acheres imay, because Hashem ein rishus acheres imay, there's no other rishus imo with Hashem. B'chol ha'olam kuloi shalai. Rabbi Akiva says the whole world is Hashem's. B'chol ha'olam kuloi shalai. Mutar b'chol ha'olam kuloi. Therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu can do malachim throughout the entire world. Or it's talking primarily by carrying in the entire world. The winds, the rains, Hashem is brought to the whole world. It's like this person, one person is in the chatzar. What Rabbi Akiva is telling us is that the Inyan of Shabbos is the side of Rishus HaYachad. It's the side of Rishus HaYachad. It's the 6 days of the week. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created this virtual reality that it seems to us that there's an inside, something with Hashem, and then there's the world. There's something with Bachus, there's Hashem, and there's the world. And then we have the Sheishes and Ma'aseh. And in the Sheishes and Ma'aseh, there are all kinds of different things that are going on, all kinds of blocks, all kinds of people. The 6 days of the week are called the Shesharabim, it's the Shesharabim. On Shabbos, what happens to every single Shabbos is that there's this revelation, this Gimli of Echad Dar b'chatzer. Even though it looks to us as if this world is a crazy place of Rishus HaRabim, the emes is, on Shabbos, the emes is revealed that Echad Dar b'chatzer, that the Baruch Shem is one, and he lives by himself, so to speak, in the chatzer. This is, Laz HaLov was going to be revealed in the future, that Ein Rishus HaCheres Yivai. And when that will happen on the day of Ayashim Kam Melech HaKosh, Emir Yashem Echad, Ushmay Echad, there won't be any Ra, there won't be any evil, and all covered Shemayim will be open, will be clear. And that's what the Zohar Kodesh says in the passage of Shola, Vayetze Ishmim Kaimar. The Zohar interprets the pasuk that Yetze Ishmim Kaimar, that a person should not go out of his place. Yetze Ishmim Kaimar Shabbos, Yetze Ishmim Kaimar, that Hashem is called Makom. There is a demilah, the Zohar says, and the secret of this word Makom, Dechsiv Baruch Kvoid Hashem Mim Kaimar. What the Zohar Kodesh is telling us is that the tachlis of all of creation is the Sabbath is Baruch Kodesh, the Baruch Dio is Akhtem, that Hashem will to dwell, to have a dira, that this should be his place, that he should have a dira, that it should be a metzias of echad dar b'chatzah, that that should be clearly revealed. This world until Mashiach comes is called an alma dikruvah, it's called a rishis harab, a world of separation, of division, and of confusion. And that's what this world is until Mashiach comes. When Mashiach will come, then everything is going to return to that state of clarity, of it really being rishis hayachad, and yichidus olam kodesh baruch hu, when the Shekhinah will be revealed. Therefore, the whole inyan of Rishus Ravim, and that this world appears to us to be a Rishus Ravim, is a Chil Hashem. It's a Chil Hashem. And those who have learned a little bit of astronomy, you understand that this whole world exists in that Cholul, in that what seems to be an empty space where Kivyachol is not there. And because of that, it appears to us as if there is a Rishus Ravim. That's not the true Messias, that's not the true reality. Therefore, the Masechta begins with the Malach of Esau. That's the psyche of Masechta. The reason is the psyche of Masechta. Even though it's a malacha gruel, like Tosfos says, or it's ein chashuv, like Azarua says, but it contains within it, the malacha by itself contains within it the whole mahus of all lamatas malachas and the whole sugi of Shabbos. Because the whole inyan of malacha means haitzom rishus hayachad rishus hayachad. The whole inyan of lamatas malachas, of life in this world, of forgetting elokus, of believing in the illusion of there being something other than God, all of that is the inyan of carrying from one Rishus, from Rishus Yachad, to the Rishus Rahab. That Yitzhiyah from Rishus Yachad means leaving that Messias of Baruch, Kvayt Hashem Mim Kaimai, Ayesi Ish Mim Kaimai, Yom Shah, is Baruch Hash, Kvayt Hashem Mim Kaimai, to the Alma B'ti Pirudu. Therefore, the Zohar Kaddish says, Zako Amand, the Mesakim Ladira, Noel Bilibai, fortunate is the Jew who prepares a beautiful dira, a dwelling place in his heart. Vahainu, Shabbos. And Zohar says, that's what Shabbos is, a dwelling place in the heart of a Jew. As far as the riddle is concerned, what the Rebbe of Mechel Zlotsheva said that he received from Shemayim is that the Ani, the poor man, was making too much of his tadlis. He shouldn't have been worried, he should have just remained outside without sticking his hand into the house of the Gria. That's what he says. But in the Shevet Yehuda, from Rabbi Avraham La'Eger, the Shevet Yehuda says a very remarkable thing. He says, the 6 days of the week are called outside. Shabbos Kodesh is called inside. And he brings that he heard there was a tzaddik, he didn't quote the Nesach, so he brings this story. And he says, He says, the problem with the poor man, and this is the poverty of the poor man, because the problem with the poor man is that he should have been inside on Shabbos, he shouldn't have been outside. Shirak Poshat is Yadol Lutnibul Nichnas Kulay. Why did he only stick his hand inside? It's the day of the Neshama. It's that day of Rishus HaYachid. It's that day when we were able to close our eyes and know that this whole thing is not Rishus HaRavim. Rishus HaRavim is just an illusion. Really, it's all Rishus HaYachid. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Anybody who wants, any Jew who wants to come into the Rishus HaYachad to be in the Rishus HaYachad Shabbos, he shouldn't be in the Rishus HaRavim, he should be in the Rishus HaYachad. Let me not be cheap as you are, not just to stick a hand in. Ki chen yoyim HaShem Zbroch, v'chol she'i simei ma'isa, sh'ashon s'kulim, the 6 days of the week, the doors are closed. Some of them live like Yodo, therefore during the 6 days of the week, the person tries to get a little feeling of Hashem Echad, a little feeling of the Rishus HaYachad, so he tries to reach his hand in his finger, lift his death, charyin and stakim, litan, like a poor person, he's trying to reach into through the crack to get something from that mitzias of what? Of Yechidus Olam, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Rishus HaYachad. He said, Shabbos. He says on Shabbos, the merchant is inviting everybody to come inside. But he's sticking your hand through the crack like a poor man during the week. You should come inside the house altogether. He says, in Einik Shabbos, Eden, Nar, Gan is Einik. As a Sharak one of the Yichus, the Sharak's Kod Kredesh, Azam and Bishor, the male gold piss, and the Kavit Ruch and Inkadish. And on Shabbos, the gates are open to enter into the orchard, to return to that Messias of Ben Eden, of the Rishus of the Kiddush Olam. And that's why the Masechta begins with Davka, with this Inyan of Haitzah. Because Chilul Shabbos, Mechaleleha Maishimas, means when a person, God forbid, buys into that illusion of the chalal upon me, the empty space, kilu there isn't a yechidah sha'olam, and doesn't believe in the Messias of what? Of there being that the entire world is Hashem's dira. That's called chilul Shabbos. That's what the Zohar says. Man the arka chayfes miasrei, a person who picks up an object from its place, va'anachle levar miasrei, mishusek, and he puts into another rishus, it's as if he's taking his neshama and he's placing his neshama into a different rishus, into a different world, not the world of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the entire tachlis of learning now that we're going to do to connect in the Sefer Shabbos is during the week, right now, to reach in, to step into that world that's called the world of the of Dar B'Chatzar Achmas. Kadosh Baruch Hu lives in that chatzah, which is in the heart of the Jew, in the mind of the Jew, that everything that we see is not the story. But the true story is it's the Rishus HaYachid, and the Yachid is Yechidus HaOlam is going to Mizgala, HaYom HaYashem Echad Vishma HaYachid, let's learn.